Angel.
Welcome back, Lucinda.
Thank you.
To the other side.
Made it through.
I guess. Oh, finally some summer days that are tolerable. I mean, it was hot and wet for a while there, you know? Wet, hot American summer.
Wet, hot American summer. And it felt like summer camp at my house. Oh. And I was lead counselor, baby.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yes, you were. Yes.
For those who did not know, what I did this past month. One, I survived solo parenting two young boys. Two, I survived a two-work deadline. Yep. Made it.
Perfect.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
A mice infestation.
Oh, no.
A lice scare.
Oh.
The leftover crab fried rice from the takeout order of Budokan last week that baby do strewn all over my kitchen floor on Sunday. Lice, mice, rice. Lice, mice, rice. Oh, the only way out was through. My husband was out of town for work. How was your month?
You know what? It was really great.
Did you enjoy that Budokan last Thursday?
It was great. It was lovely. Delicious.
I feel like that's our tradition.
Yeah.
When I have the kids by myself, one of the last days is yourself and Angela come over and we do take out Budokan.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
We indulged. And then we even got to share a little bit of South Philly with everybody as we went to John's Water Ice.
First time.
First timers.
First time for the Degerlands. First time for Angela, too.
Insane. I mean, have the kids requested to go back every day?
No, because, you know, baby dude doesn't really talk that much.
But
okay, you tell me about your month.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I immersed myself in some art. Got to take a day trip with a great friend, Brooke, up to New York City for the day. We went to the Met, and we got to see two absolutely amazing exhibitions. Super fine tailoring, black style.
Okay.
It was so good. Okay. So good. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger each year. I mean, I remember the early days of the Fashion Institute where you were trapped in that little basement room, mm-hmm, and you only had that small space to kind of put as much of the fashion for the era into the exhibition. Now it has a prominent space in the museum and it's huge. And they're pulling in fashion, art, furniture, other objects. It's a full production.
Okay, sidebar.
Yes.
What year was the first year you remember being cognizant of the Met Ball?
Oh, probably just like maybe 6 years ago.
Really?
Potentially?
Set the scene.
Okay.
1999.
What?
Rock royalty. I remember clocking the Stella McCartney and the Liv Tyler outfits. They wore customized t-shirts. Do you know the cut-up customized, uh-huh, t-shirts that said rock royalty on them? Because, of course, they walk the walk.
Yeah.
And I think they were both wearing low-slung trousers. And it felt very unassuming in the best way.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did Anna get involved?
I think mid-90s.
Really? That long ago?
For some reason, I want to say that Harper's Bazaar and Vogue swapped doing the honors every year.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong. Anna Wintour has chaired or co-chaired the Met Gala since 1995, with the exception of 96, which was chaired by the woman who came after her in terms of editorship at British Vogue.
Gotcha.
She did it then.
So,
okay,
we got to see that exhibition, but then we also got to see the John Singer Sargent, so Sargent in Paris exhibition, mm-hmm, at the Met as well. And anyone who is watching The Gilded Age right now on HBO knows that John Singer Sargent was the leading portrait painter of his generation and of the time. And so The Who's Who had their portraits done by Sargent.
Okay.
So it was really cool to see. We then made our way down Fifth Avenue
to MoMA.
The Frick.
Oh, okay.
That had just gone through its multi-million-dollar renovation. And boy, let me tell you, it's stunning to take like an old New York City mansion and just throw it into, it was Barnes-esque for New York.
Oh.
If Barnes didn't have just painting on gallery wall and painting on gallery wall.
Yeah.
Right. This house was big enough to hold all the art.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Did you go to MoMA?
We did not this time.
I love MoMA.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time I went to New York, I went to the MoMA. Yeah, so a little, like, out of Philly art adventure.
Did you go anywhere else?
Shore trips. Beach times. Mm. That's about it.
Gym tan laundry.
Gym tan laundries.
So there is one thing that I did do.
Perfect.
I brought Petit Garçon to BalletX's summer series, and since my husband was out of town, I invited Morgan, our tech consultant, whose mini-sode went live 2 Wednesdays ago. It was remarkable. There were 3 pieces. Petrushka, which is a work in progress premiere that we'll be seeing later on this 2025-2026 season. There was Scales on the Wings of a Butterfly, a world premiere. And The Last Glass, which was a rerun, if you will, of a piece that premiered in 2010.
Wow.
The Last Glass, there were pink pointe shoes on 2 of the dancers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was also a story behind it,
yeah.
But the pink pointe shoes for any woman or man who saw Center Stage as an adolescent and saw the red pointe shoes, like that was just...
I love it.
One of the only companies that are active throughout the summer. They just came back from Vail last week, where wow. They were at the Vail Dance Festival. Vail Ballet Festival? Unclear. Before that, they went to Quebec. So BalletX has had a very busy summer. Also saw Eli.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. I got to talk to Eli's mom, perfect. Michelle. I always seem to be at the same production as her.
Excellent.
And she said next time she comes to Philadelphia, she wants to go see art beyond BalletX. And I told her that she just needs to let me know and we will put together an itinerary for her. Which we'll also share with our listeners.
I would love that. Like a little scavenger hunt of art throughout the city.
Something like that. Maybe, like, not a lot of work. More yeah. Enjoy it.
We'll give them hints.
Okay, guys, jig is up. We don't have a guest this week.
We were ghosted.
It's okay. Amazing that this is the first time that we have been ghosted in 27 episodes.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, before we get on to what we're doing this weekend, Robert, have you heard about the God's work that Thunderbird Salvage has been doing for you art students?
What?
Thunderbird Salvage has been going into you art's properties. I believe there was one in particular that is up for redevelopment. And they have been pulling loads of work, loading them into...
Oh,
the big trucks. All the student artwork in hopes of reuniting them with their creators.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I believe, now I'm not certain, but I believe that they gave students or alums at this point.
Okay.
A week ahead of the public to go through their warehouse in search of their work.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. Who still feels sour over it? I don't think you had to have a connection with that school to feel sour over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it all just comes down to mismanagement over the years, that's the hardest part.
sending best vibes out for all you artists to be reunited with your work. If anybody has been successfully reunited with their work through Thunderbird Salvage, you give us a ring. We want to talk to you about it.
We'd love to have it.
Yeah. Okay. Not only were we on quote-unquote vacation this summer, some of us more than others, but it also seems like many a performance art company, gallery, etc. were, and many still are. Nevertheless, there's still a few opportunities to get out there this weekend. Robert, kick us off.
See H. Doyle's exhibition On My Block at Works on Paper Gallery. That's closing August 20th. Go pay it and Evan a visit. At Da Vinci Art Alliance, UArts, No Vessel Can Hold the River.
Amen.
An exhibition featuring UArts alum, speaking of, and faculty until August 24th. Friend of a Friend of a Friend, an exhibition with works of Claire Cook and Ben Kramer until August 25th.
And that's also at Da Vinci Art Alliance, yeah. But it's all happening at Old City this weekend.
Check it out.
Lauren Sapori's exhibition, Flightless Bird, Headed East, is on view at Muse Gallery until August 31st. Originally Distincts, and that's the artist's pseudonym, exhibition, I'm Me, Who Are You, is on view at PII Gallery this month. Fan Gallery, shout out to Fred, has a summer group show up until August 22nd, and that is 10 artists. Several exhibitions at Paradigm are showing until August 24th. Daniel Clough's Cruel Intentions, Little Italy, an exhibition from duo Lorraine Lutz and Dina Brodsky, and Threads of Allegiance, an exhibition from Han Chow. Jane Gallery is showing a solo show titled Cornerstone by Lucy Henderson, and it's Lucy's first solo exhibition. It's works on paper inspired by architecture and animal life in Philadelphia. So shout out to the artist hustling all summer. We see you on our Instagram, and when we are lucky, we get to see you IRL.
Check out, before it closes, Boom! Art and Design in the 1940s, closing out at the PMA by September 1st, 2025.
TikTok, people.
Ticky-tocky.
With that,
Philly has heart.
And art!